Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of daily Christian disciplines to be established in your life. They're disciplines when you are doing them. We walk by faith, not by sight. As we keep our eyes on the Lord and we walk in the realm of the Spirit according to the Word of God. We walk in love. It's a commandment of God. God has called us all to walk in love toward Him, toward all men, towards every single person. We're not going to do ill. We're not going to do any evil towards people. We're not going to have any unforgiveness, resentment, or bitterness, or any negative things. We're going to see every person as valuable and precious. We're also going to be abounding in hope. The Word of God produces hope in you, and it is the anchor of your soul. We're going to be in the Word of God, hearing the Word, and doing what it says, studying to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And as we continue in the word, we'll be disciples, true disciples, disciplined ones. We'll know the truth, and the truth will make us free as we're hearers and doers of it. We also will take our thoughts captive and think on good things. When you keep your mind on Him, that shows you really trusting in Him, and God will keep you in perfect peace. And it is of paramount importance that you bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Our will is to choose good things. God set before us life and death, blessing and cursing. We need to choose the way of the Lord. Choose the things that bring life. Choose the things that are going to be pleasing unto the Lord. If we choose the things that please Him, then His blessing will be upon our life. We also talked about casting our cares upon the Lord. God doesn't want you carrying any cares, worries, or anxieties. Anytime any care or worry or anxiety would come and present itself at you, cast it upon the Lord immediately. Don't be anxious for anything. Don't be concerned about anything. What do you do in every situation? Go to the Word of God and start praying the Word of God. Deal with a situation the way you should in the realm of the Spirit. Speak on God's Word. Speak what His Word says. Pray a prayer of faith. Speak to that mountain. Start interceding and letting the Lord use you mightily. Praise God. The next area that we're going to talk about today is learning to speak God's Word and bridle your tongue. This is very important that we learn to speak what God's Word says about it. Our mouth has a little member, that tongue, in us, doesn't it? In James 3:2, the Bible says, "For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body." You know, we're striving forward to walk in the ways of the Lord, and we need to learn to watch our mouth. If any man offend not in word, that's the one who's a perfect man. And also, you'll learn to bridle your whole body. James 3:3 says, "We put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body." He also says in verse 4, "Behold the ships, which though they be so great are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth." And that's what our tongue's like. It is a little member, but that tongue sets on course what you are following. It can set on course of the course of hell, or it can set on fire the course of heaven. It can go set into motion the things of the Word of God. It is so important that you learn to watch your mouth, praise God. You should learn to bridle your tongue, the Bible says. He says, the psalmist says, "I'm going to bridle my tongue while the wicked ones before me." The Bible says, "I'm going to let the meditations of my heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight, my Redeemer." God wants you to learn to speak His word and not speak a bunch of negative things. James 1:26 says, "If any man among you seem to be religious," oh, there's lots of people that seem to be religious, "and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain," or profitless. Just because a lot of people look like they're religious, look like they're spiritual, that doesn't mean they're walking in the ways of God. Listen to what they say. Are they bridling their tongue, or do they speak a bunch of negative things? If they're not bridling their tongue, actually they're deceiving their own heart, because whatever you speak with your mouth is going to be registered in your heart. Remember, your heart is hearing everything that is being spoken. And when you speak forth, it is being registered in your heart. That's why you may not speak something negative around so-and-so, but if you go away from them and you start speaking negative things and gossiping or being critical or fault-finding or judgmental, you're ministering that into your heart. And you are also sinning before the Lord. You're not bridling your tongue. Oh, you can look like you're walking in the ways of God, but if your mouth is not speaking forth things that are in line with the law of love and edifying and building up people, then your religion is in vain. The Bible says, don't let that corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but only that that ministers grace and edification to the hearers. God wants you to speak forth His Word and speak forth in line with His Word in the principles of the Word of God. You know, Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. You have the ability to release life, but you also have the ability to release death. You can speak negative things, and it can actually be activating the devil against people if you speak words that would wound them or hurt them or are negative against them. God wants you to learn to watch your mouth. It is so important. Not only is it important in dealing with other people, but it's important for you to learn to speak what God's Word says so that He can bring the promises of God to pass in your life. You know, the way the Word of faith works is the words to be in our heart and in our mouth. We believe in our heart the Word, and we speak forth with our mouth. The way the Spirit of faith works, 2 Corinthians 4:13, I believe, therefore I speak. We're going to speak forth what God's Word says about us. We're going to call those things that are not happening as happening. You're going to speak into being the will of God for your life as you speak what God's Word says about you in prayer. When we pray, what do we pray? We pray the Word of God. We pray the promises of God. And as you return the Word, the Bible says, the Word will not return void. It accomplishes what He pleases. It prospers whereto He sent it. And God watches over His Word to perform it in your life. Praise God. If you understood the importance of your words, you would learn to watch what you say. In fact, there's a scripture in Psalms 45, 1 and 2, and it says this. The latter part of verse 1 says, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Pen means a marking stick. Ready writer is the skillful scribe. When you look those words up, my tongue is the marking stick of a skillful scribe. That means the things that you are speaking with your mouth are being written by a skillful scribe, and they're being recorded in the Spirit. You see, God knows everything that you're saying. You need to learn to speak forth the Word. You know, the angels are listening to what you say, and they will hearken unto the voice of the Word of God that they hear, and they hear the Word as you are speaking it. But if you don't speak it, then the angels will not be able to work for you. In fact, if you speak a bunch of negative things, the demons will hearken unto it and have legal right to operate against you because you are speaking contrary to the Word of the covenant that you made with God. And actually, when you speak negative according to His Word, you're actually sinning against the Lord because you're not in agreement with His Word, the Word of the covenant that you made with Him and entered into when you were born again. It's so important that you realize your tongue is the marking stick of a skillful scribe. And you are, whatever you're saying with your mouth, you're writing in the Spirit. And whatever you're writing in the Spirit with your tongue is bringing forth the manifestation of those things in your life. You need to realize that your tongue is going to set the course for your life. In fact, verse 2, it goes on and says, grace is poured into thy lips, therefore God hath blessed thee forever. If you'll pour grace, that's the favor of God, that would be the Word of God, into your lips, then God will bless you forever. What a tremendous promise. That's Psalms 45, verse 1 and 2. Look that up. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God hath blessed thee forever. Praise God. God wants you to start speaking His Word. You know, when we pray the Word of God. In fact, the Bible says that we should be confessing God's Word. In Hebrews 4:14, it says, seeing that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. When you are profession means confession in the Greek, same word, homologio, meaning to say the same thing that the Lord says. Well, we have a great high priest that's passed in the heavens. Who's that? That's Jesus. What's that got to do with us? You are a priest before God. He's the high priest over the covenant. When you speak the word of God, our high priest takes it and confesses that before the Father and before the angels. And the angels of God go forth to bring that into manifestation. This is why you need to hold fast and continue to speak what God's word says about you. Don't speak about the negative things. Quit confessing negative things. Quit confessing all these things you can't do and all these inadequacies and your failures. It doesn't do you a bit of good. You actually are sinning against yourself, and actually you're sowing those negative things into your heart and into your mind. Learn to speak what God says about you. Learn to speak who you are in Christ and what you have in Christ. Learn to watch what your mouth says. If you constantly are speaking negatives and yet you're wanting God to do things for you, no wonder you're not seeing any results. You've got to hold fast your confession and continue to speak what the Word of God says about you. You know, you just don't pray one minute and then go off and speak negative the next. I've seen people do that. They come up and they believe they receive healing power flowing in their body, and they pray a prayer of faith, and then they go back and talk about how bad they feel. Now, that is not in agreement with God's Word of what He's doing for you. That's looking to the natural and start speaking about what the enemy's doing, and that is going to stop your faith from producing fruit in your life. God has given you a tongue, and this tongue, with it you speak words, and as you speak words, it is going to set your course in life. In fact, whatever you're speaking forth is what you are having. You're having what you say. God wants you to use your mouth to speak to the mountains and command them to be removed. He wants you to use your tongue to edify, to bless. We're supposed to bless and curse not. You can curse with your mouth when you speak contrary to His Word. He says that out of the mouth, there shouldn't be cursing and blessing. There should just be blessing. You need to be blessing with your mouth and speaking forth His Word, and God will bless you. We'll talk to you more on the next broadcast. Do this and watch God bless you. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.